The parable of the persistent friend. What would change in your life if you prayed like someone who refused to give up? Right after teaching his disciples how to pray, Jesus told a story. But it did not sound like a sermon. It sounded like real life. It is found in the Gospel according to Luke chapter 11, verses 5 through 8. Jesus said, "Suppose one of you has a friend, and you go to him at midnight and say, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, because a friend of mine on a journey has come to me, and I have no food to offer him.' It is midnight. The hour is inconvenient. The door is locked. Everyone is asleep, but need does not follow the clock. And so you knock. From inside comes the reply, 'Do not bother me. The door is already locked, and my children and I are in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything.' It sounds reasonable. It sounds final. But it is not. Jesus continues, "I tell you, even though he will not get up and give you the bread because of friendship, yet because of your shameless persistence, he will surely get up and give you as much as you need." That phrase, shameless persistence, is the key to the entire story. Have you ever prayed like someone who would not leave God's doorstep until the door opened? This is not about pressuring God. It is about trusting him enough to keep knocking, even when the silence feels personal, even when nothing seems to move, even when your logic tells you to walk away. This parable reframes prayer. It is not about technique. It is not about eloquence. It is about endurance, about faith that refuses to let go. Not to earn God's attention, but to reveal whether we actually believe he is listening. And there is more. The man at the door is not asking for himself. He is interceding. He is pleading for someone else's need, someone weary from a journey, someone who arrived empty. And he refuses to let the hour or the awkwardness or the inconvenience stop him from asking. Have you ever prayed like that for someone? With that kind of urgency? That kind of boldness? When was the last time you lost all fear of appearing desperate because someone else needed breakthrough? That is what this story is, a midnight cry, a holy disruption, a picture of intercession that presses through silence. Jesus is not painting God as reluctant, he is painting him as responsive, but heaven responds to hunger. The kingdom opens its doors to those who keep pressing when the answer delays. And then Jesus turns to the crowd and says, "So I say to you, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you." Not just once. Keep asking, keep seeking, keep knocking, because every knock has an echo in heaven, and every prayer that persists pulls on the heart of God. So ask yourself, have I stopped praying because I misunderstood the silence? Have I given up because the door did not open on the first knock? Am I praying to be heard, or am I praying because I believe he already hears? Who in my life needs me to intercede like this, urgently, relentlessly, shamelessly? Jesus is not teaching us a method. He is teaching us a posture that does not beg in fear, but knocks in confidence. Because when you know who is on the other side of the door, you do not leave the porch. You wait, you trust, you knock again. And when that door opens, it will be more than enough.